Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you.
You play the doctor, the nurse, the teacher, the counselor.
Tired, weary, frustrated? What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solo Moms Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water to win this fight. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/solomoms. That's audibletrial.com/solomoms. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Loving our children sometimes call for that love to be tough. On this episode of Solo Moms Talk, I have the pleasure of interviewing my longtime friend, Sonia Manbord. Sonia and I go way back from our time growing up in England. We even once sang in an all-girls group together. Join me now as Sonia shares her story of perseverance and tough love while raising her daughter alone. All right. So today I have Miss Sonia with me. I'm very happy to talk to her because she's been a friend for a long time. I won't age. So I'm going to ask Sonia the first question I ask everyone. Tell me, how did you become a solo mom?
I became a solo mom I had my daughter the 6th of November and I became a solo mum in March
1998. Wow.
So it wasn't long after. It was my decision. I just felt the relationship wasn't going in the direction that I would want and I would rather raise my daughter alone, hard as that might be, but that was the choice that I made and that's how I became a solo mum.
Right. So you chose your daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's admirable. So what's it been like? I mean, what's the life been like for you? You know,
At first, the first few years was very, 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 very hard because there wasn't much support coming in from her father to pay like nursery fees, clothes or whatever. At the beginning, for the first 2 years, when he left, there was no input, no financial input. I coped with that on my own, as well as holding down a job doing 30 hours a week and then picking her up from nursery. And then it came into her life when she was about three, and he'd see her every other weekend, and he'd financially help. And then that cut out again until she was probably about seven or eight, and it was in her life, out of her life. So life was okay, and it was a struggle. I shouldn't say it was okay. It was a struggle, but because I had my faith in God, yes, that got me through. The strength of that got me through, because my parents wasn't here. They were in Jamaica, and his parents was in Jamaica. So basically, I did it alone. My brother would sometimes help, but wherever you see me, you see my daughter. She was my handbag. So for the first few years, I didn't really go out. I didn't socialize with friends. Would come and see me, or I'd go to their home, but to say have me time to sort of go out, enjoy a meal or have a drink, that didn't take place for years and years. First, there was no one to look after her. I didn't want to burden my brother, and my parents wasn't here, and I wasn't going to leave her with any and anybody just to have a bit of joy, because I just felt I had her at 33 and I had a good time before I had her. So the going out, it wasn't an issue for me at all.
Okay, so you were willing to put her first and...
Well, yes, it is, yeah.
Your life on hold. At least not your life on hold, but the fun and partying or whatever you did on hold.
That's right.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. A lot of solo moms do that. Yes. So I imagine that financially it was very difficult.
Financially, it was very difficult. And then I ended up doing two jobs, one in the evening. I'd come in from my day job and I found a job what I could do for an hour and a half. Somebody was looking after Indira for that hour and a half for about 3 or 4 months. And then they told me they couldn't do it anymore. So I told them at the evening job that I was going to have to leave because I couldn't have a minder. And they told me to bring her in. So again, God didn't fail me there. It helped me out. So she was coming to do the evening job with me. She'd just sit in a corner while I did what I did for an hour and a half.
Right.
Then she, after that, she was a perfect kid. She was lovely. And then when she started secondary school, that's when all the drama between me and her started in, I'd say, her second year at secondary school.
So the early teens.
Yeah, it was very, 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 very difficult up till she was about, I'd say, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through all this on my own. I wanted to sort of grow her up the way that my mum didn't grow me up, because I was kept indoors more or less 24/7. Then obviously I was in the church, and even then when I left the church, my mother was still strict with me. And what I used to say to Indira is that I'm not going to grow you up the way that my mum grew me up. Right. And it's about putting trust in each other and being honest with each other. And I'm not afraid to say that didn't work. I think I gave her too much leeway. And in the end, she from being a bright kid doing well at school, her grades begin to fall. And she took up with bad company.
Mm.
And it got so bad where I said, I've had enough. And if your dad's not going to take you, well, I'm going to put you in a home as much as I love you, because I'm not, I was always, from growing up before I had children, a firm believer that I wasn't going to grow up kids that were going against what I believe in, or not being the way that children should be.
Right.
So her dad came in then, and I must admit, at the most important part where I needed him, he took over for a month. She went to live with him, and I cut my contact with her because I wanted her to feel what it was like without me.
Tough love.
It was tough love. And she rang me one day and she said, why haven't I rang her to see how she is, how she's doing? So I said, I told you, I don't have anything to do with children that are not grown up in the path that I'm raising them to be in. I then agreed to meet her for lunch, and it worked out. We had a nice lunch and whatever, and we got on. And to be honest, she felt like a bit of a stranger at that time.
Right.
So she dealt with another 2 weeks at her dad. She came home, and she still had a little bit of an attitude when she came home. So I'm not going to lie. I just tell things how it is. I just got a bag and threw out the door, and I said, go back to where you come from, because I'm telling you, I am not putting up with the attitude. So she phoned her dad there and then and told her dad what I did. And her dad told her off and said to her, listen, that's your mum. You're going to have to listen. And if you're not getting on, for her to go into her bedroom. And I suppose from that happened, we turned it around. And I'm not saying after that the teenage years up to 18 still wasn't difficult. It was difficult, but it was nowhere as bad as the teenage years. And I found when she went to college, that's when she kind of turned herself around. She's treated as a grown-up, so her whole attitude changed. Then she was a nicer, pleasant person. And when I had a conversation with her, I said to her, what's brought this change around with you? And then I began to understand, because it was always me and her, I always treated her as a grown-up person. She shared my innermost secrets, everything there was to know. I grew her up because she was the only person that I trusted. So she kind of had an older head on her. So when she was at school and she was asking questions, the teachers would turn around and say to her, because I said so, and that wasn't good enough for her. She wanted a proper explanation like an adult would want. So it was really difficult. But she turned it around. She turned it around. And so did you. Pardon?
And so did you. You did a good job there.
Yeah, because my father was one that believed in families that, despite what you're going through and the road is rough and rocky, you don't give up. It's your family and you stick by them. And you ride it through because it'll come good in the end. But he's right in what he's saying. And he was a strong believer. Although he wasn't baptized a Christian, he was a strong believer in his faith. And he said, you just pray to God and ask him to help you. And that's what I did. My faith, I just prayed. I was on my hands and knees morning and night praying for this change to come around. And it did.
And it worked, yes.
Yes,
yeah. Wow. So actually, that was going to be my next question. What has been your biggest challenge and how did you navigate it? And I could see that you are very good at doing that. I could have learned from that.
You just don't. It was hard. I know it sounds simple, like I'm speaking, and honestly, you'd have to be here to see how hard it was. You're arguing all the time. You're not getting on. Many times I'd cry myself to sleep to believe that it's the only daughter that I've got, and she's going that way. But the challenge was, I had a couple of friends who I'd confide with. They'd give me encouragement. And like I said, it was prayer as well. And that got me through. That really got me through.
Yes. So you were strong enough to get help when you needed it. And, you know, from the people you needed it from.
Yeah.
So that's good. That is really admirable.
The thing is, The thing is, you've got to talk. What I find is a lot of parents that don't talk to the child or try to understand or try to compromise with the child, because a lot of people, they believe they're the parent and there's no compromise. Right. So what I say goes. But I feel from experience, I think you've got to work together. Yeah. And you've got to give a little bit of a compromise. And that worked for me.
Okay, it sure did. thank you. Yes. So let me ask you, what dreams and desires do you have for your life as a woman, as someone who's gone through raising a daughter who is now an adult? She's 21. So you've had the experience of being taking care of another life. But what does Sonia want for her? What are your dreams and desires?
Well, being age 56 now, when I was younger, my desires were to sort of climb at work and try and get promotion. But because I didn't have that support, I had to stay at the level that I was. I'm 56 now. I'm really honestly looking to retire in 2 years' time and find a part-time job. It would be nice if I met somebody, because I'd love to settle down. I've never been married. It'd be nice to settle down. But that's not on the top of my agenda. And believe it or not, I still put my daughter first. I just want to see her develop and continue and be and do what I didn't get to do. And that's what I encourage her to do. Okay. It would be, yeah, that's it really, to just enjoy life, travel a bit more. I've never really traveled, so I just want to travel a bit more and see more of the world.
Yes. Okay. Because you're still young. I mean, you know, you are still very young. And I know you know how to have fun. So, you know.
Well, these aches and pains that I'm getting, I don't feel young, but there you go. But you just give God thanks for health and strength. But I do try to enjoy life. I'm still friends with the friend that we were friends with, the three of us, with Nova. I still see Nova, and my friendship group isn't very big. It's about three, four people, and I like it that way, because there's no bitchiness, there's no being horrible, discussing other people. We just go out, enjoy ourselves, talk about our kids, have a laugh as women together and make ourselves happy. So I like the socializing aspect of it now. I can enjoy myself without having to worry about my daughter, because in a kind of funny way, she's off my hands now, because she doesn't need a mum anymore. So we have to have, we arrange to have lunch together or to do something together. We try and do that to keep that relationship with us. Although she's still at home, but her life is busy doing what she's doing, and I fit in with that.
Right. Oh, yeah. All right. And if you could change one thing about your life now, what would it be? Looking over your past, your life, you know, what would...
I love my daughter. I love my daughter to death, and she knows that. The only thing I would change is her father, because I say it all the time, if she has birthdays and she has speeches, I say it all the time that my biggest regret is that I didn't put a father figure in her life like the father figure that I had, because I can't fault my father in any shape or form. And I'm sorry that I didn't give Indira a father like what I had. The only compensation is that she's grown up, she knows her grandfather, and she's experienced the love that we had. She's experienced some of that, but not enough of it, because sadly my dad passed away in December 2017. but she knows the qualities and that you should be aiming for when you're looking for a partner, because she's seen that in my dad. So that is my biggest regret, that I didn't put somebody like my father in her life.
Wow. Yeah, you.
Is that the kind of? Is that the kind of thing? Yeah, that is it.
Gosh. Oh boy. Oh man, this is something. I know you've said you believe in God and your faith has been, you know, instrumental in your life in raising your daughter and stuff. But yeah. Can you share with us exactly what you believe, like how you exercise that faith and why do you believe that God can help you or could help you, like, you know?
Okay. I'm going to be totally honest here as well. I was a Christian. I got baptized when I was 14 and I left the church when I was 21, going on 22. I just believed that God had helped me because of my faith that I had as a young girl, as a girl growing up in church, and everything that I've prayed for, I've always got. I take on board some people don't believe in whatever, but I'm just the person that I've seen what has manifested in my household as a kid. And that was what helped me get through it, because I pray, and I'm not saying that things happened straight away. It didn't. It was over time that the changes took place. And sometimes I'd question, is that going to work or is it not going to work and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just seen that I was helped through it.
Yes. Yes. You believed. So, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. God is always there for us, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I don't want people to think that I'm saying it's God. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest as a solo mum to say what helped me through. Like I said before, I had friends that I discussed the situation with.
Right.
They talked to me, they advised me, and Indira's godparents played a part in her upbringing as well, because they would take her aside and talk to her and encourage her to become that better child and whatever. So it's a combination of my belief, a combination of friends, and a combination of a godparent and a family.
Yes, yes. Oh, cool. All right. If there's anything you struggle with right now, do you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I struggle with, I've got a very hot temper. And I'm quick to fly off the handle, especially when it comes to my daughter and whatever. So, but as I'm getting older, that is decreasing. I'm beginning to ignore things and just leave it. It's not worth getting yourself worked up over it. It's not worth the argument. It's not worth the fuss or whatever. Just leave it and I park it and let it go. And that's what I encourage.
Mellowing out.
Yeah, I am. I would say so. And my daughter would say so as well.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah. Okay. Now, share your biggest success. Doesn't matter what it is. Yeah.
I'm going to say my biggest success is raising my daughter.
Amen.
That's what I would say, because it's not for anybody. We all know as mothers, it's not an easy road,
right?
Raising children. From nobody knows. You hear about childbirth and people give you their different stories, but you don't know what that childbirth is until you pass through it yourself. And all our children are individuals and they all have different upbringings. We all have to go through different issues, different life spans with them. And I think if you can raise your child and whatever, and your child's still there and whatever, I think you've done a fantastic job. So to me, that is my biggest success, is raising my child.
Yeah.
And I'd say the second one is being independent to an extent that I've got my home, I pay my own bills, everything that's in my house, I've done it myself. And I'm proud of that, that I'm a single mom and I've kept us both climbing together.
Wow, yes. And congratulations on that. You have done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Yes. So, wow, that was really amazing. And you really had me tearing up a little bit. But I have one last piece I wanted to ask. If you could share with, if there's one piece of advice you'd give to a mother raising her kids alone, what would it be?
I would advise never, ever give up. No matter what path you feel that your child is going down, don't give up on them. Just offer them, although it might seem tough and it seems rough and it can be tearful, it can be hurtful. And I'm not going to say later down the line when you think about what you've passed through with that child, if you've passed through anything like what I passed through, that it's not going to be hurtful and you're not going to shed a tear. Because what I sometimes when I think about what I've been through, I still shed a tear. But there's a brighter side, and I really believe that it will come right if you just believe in your child.
It will
come right. And then what you find is that you're going to have smiles. Those dull moments where you weren't smiling, eventually you're going to have smiles, because my daughter's 21 now, and we have a lot of fun together. I'm not taking over her life. She's got her friends. She does what she does. But I make time. I have mother and daughter time. And I would advise mothers to have a relationship with the children. And if they've got more than one child, make it an event where you do something together with all your children, and then you take one out at a time and spend individual time with each child, so you can get to know them a little bit more. You can get to let them express to you, because they might want to speak to you and not speak with other siblings about. So it will draw you closer with them as individuals, as well as having your whole wholesome family time together.
Yeah. Wow. Words of wisdom. Thank you.
No, but I'm happy. I didn't think I'd feel this happy speaking to you, because there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and some people will have some mothers won't pass through hardship, won't pass through troublesome children. And if you don't, that is absolutely brilliant. That is great. And but you still need to know your children individually and spend time with them and get to know them. And that would be, and no matter what you're facing with them, don't give up. Go through it with them, because they'll love and appreciate you more for it. Because there's things that I've said to my daughter, and she's come back and she said to me, "Mum, do you remember when you said a certain thing to me? You said this and you said that." Mm-hmm. Well, you were right, because I'm seeing it. It's happening in front of me. And if you didn't encourage me, I would probably be like this, or I would probably be like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember exactly that. I went through saying the same thing to my mum. But stick with your children, no matter what, good, bad, or whatever, and just offer that encouragement.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I love this. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Wow, I really enjoyed talking to Sonia. Did you enjoy listening? If so, please subscribe so you can get notified of future episodes. Also, if you think that Sonia's story can help someone else, please share it with them. Thank you. Those who tell their stories rule the world. Share your story on an upcoming episode of Solo Moms Talk. You are one decision away from changing your life. You will find contact information in the show notes below. Go on, rule the world.
Hello, Solo Moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward, create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.